الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، in the subject of علوم القرآن، first definition: the word Quran in the language مصدر قرأ بمعنى تلا أو بمعنى جمع. تقول قرأ قرآنا، قرأ قرأ وقرآنا، كما تقول غفر غفرا وغفرانا. فعلى المعنى الأول تلا يكون مصدرا بمعنى اسم المفعول أي بمعنى المتلو، وعلى المعنى الثاني جمع يكون مصدرا بمعنى اسم الفاعل أي بمعنى جامع لجمعه، بمعنى جامع لجمعه الأخبار والأحكام. The word Quran carries the meaning, or قرأ carries the meaning of recite, تلا, and the meaning of compiled. Okay, and therefore the word Quran means, could mean both things, that it is the matlu, which means the thing that we recite, and it means also the thing which is compiled in one place, in one book, so that people can refer to it all the time. Okay, now does this apply, let's see, I mean, who remembers this, does this apply to any think, or can we apply this to any book that follows this kind of understanding, that anything which is can be recited, any book that can be recited and that was compiled in one place, in one book, therefore we can call it a Quran or not? No. Why? Right. This is our definition according to the Shara, right? The Shara definition of the Quran. So even though this meaning is general, applicable to anything, but it has been restricted. It has been restricted in the Shara, so that now it applies only to Allah's book, which satisfies these characteristics that we mentioned earlier, but also it starts with Surat, it is compiled in one compilation, it starts with Surat al-Fatiha, it ends with Surat al-Nas, and this is the one that we refer to in the Shara when we say Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela. We who have sent down the Quran in pieces or in excerpts to you. And he says, "Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun." We have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you may have understanding, or you would be able to discern. Now, as you see in these two ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal describes the Quran as well as other ayat that we will listen to, as with the words, he gives it the name Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected this Quran from alteration, from adding to it or taking away from it in any fashion. He promised to do that and he fulfilled his promise. He said, what's the ayah? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. It is we who have sent down the dhikr, the reminder, which is the Quran, and it is we who will protect it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Quran with many descriptions that display its greatness and blessing and encompassing of knowledge, and that it is a judge or prevails on that which came before it, and so on. So there is a number of ayat brought by the author here, and let's see if we can remember some of them. About that it is a blessed book, Anybody can remember something? لقد أتيناك سبع من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. What is the description in this ayah about the Quran? That it is great, عظيم, right? And blessed, كريم. Okay, where is the ayah which says كريم? مباركة is about the night. But he says كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون. A book that we sent down blessed so that people will ponder on his ayat. And in the other ayah فاتبعوه واتقوا, so follow it and have taqwa that you may be that mercy may be may reach you. إنه لقرآن كريم. We mentioned this, that it is كريم. In مهيمن, okay, which means it prevails on the books that came before it, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما قبله مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه. وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه. Which means we have sent down the book to you with truth, confirming that which came before it, the other books which came before it, and prevailing over it. And he says, any other things that you remember? Okay. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Of its qualities is that it guides to that which is better. It's a guidance to all people. ويبشر, it is it brings glad tidings to the believers. It is هدى وشفاء, it is guidance and cure. That's right. It is a mercy. ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين. تبيانا لكل شيء, clarification for everything, a huda, guidance, mercy, and rahma, and bushra, glad tidings for the Muslims. Warning, بشيرا ونذيرا. Allah عز وجل said about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I don't remember now if there is an ayah which says about the Quran in particular. تبارك الذي نزل فوقنا على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا, for example. Blessed is he, or hallowed is he, who has sent down al-Furqan, the criterion, upon his abd, so that it would be a warner for all peoples. It's a book which brings people out from darkness to the light. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم. In the ayah that we just mentioned, تِبْيَانَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, in the Quran there is a clarification for everything. And how could this be? Because the Quran comes with the Sunnah, of course. And as Imam Shafi rahimahullah pointed out, that this means that because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, commands us to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. So with Allah's book, the commands in Allah's book and the Sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then added to that the derivations of the scholars in matters which are not dealt with directly in the Quran or the Sunnah, which means the ijtihad, then with these things the Quran becomes a tibyan for everything. It covers everything. And it's not like some ignorant people think that whatever matter occurs on the surface of the earth, you should find it between the two covers of the Quran. And in some cases you find these people have never read the Quran and they say that it should be there somewhere, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, or the athar about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the woman said, are you the one who say that Allah curses the woman who plucks her facial hair? And he said yes. She said, where is it? I read the whole book of Allah, I didn't see it. He said, if you read it, which means if you read it carefully, you would have seen it. Because Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger gave you, take, and whatever he prohibited for you, then stay away from it. Okay. Now the Quran, of course, is the source of Sharia, of the Islamic Sharia, but not independently from the Sunnah, from what I just said. And as Allah Azza wa Jal says, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Whoever obeyed the messenger has indeed obeyed Allah, and whoever turns away, then you are not a controller over them. And he says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Whoever disobeys Allah or his messenger has indeed greatly misguided. And he says the ayah that I just mentioned, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the messenger gave you, take it. Whatever he prohibited you from, keep away from it. And he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Also we translated this ayah a little while ago. If you say, if you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So this is some of the description of the Quran, and we will come over others as we go, inshallah. Now the revelation of the Quran, Nuzul al-Quran. نزل القرآن أول ما نزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة القدر في رمضان. قال الله تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. What means, we have sent it down on the night of Qadr. So the first that the Quran was sent down is on the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. And he says, we have sent it down in on a blessed night. We are warners. On it is decreed every wise command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهُ الْقُرْآنُ شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Which means the month of Ramadan on which the Quran was sent down as guidance for people and clear signs of guidance and criterion. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was 20 years old. Is it 20 years when the Quran started to be revealed to him? 40 years old, according to most scholars, when the Quran started to be revealed to him. This is reported from Ibn Abbas, Ata, Sa'id bin Musayyib, and others. And as we mentioned, this, there is something important about the age 40 which Allah Azza wa Jal points in the Quran. What is it? It is an age of maturity. Allah Azza wa Jal says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Which means when the person reach his maturity, أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, and he attains the age of 40 years, 40 solar years, that is, because usually in the Quran when we talk about the solar year, Allah Azza wa Jal uses the word sana, and when we talk about the lunar year, he uses the word Am. So here he uses the word Sana, which means it is the solar year and not the lunar year. So at the age of 40 years, he's talking about a believer. When he reaches the age of 40 years of maturity, he says, oh Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزَانِي, enable me to thank your bounty on me and on my parents, and to do good deeds that you are pleased with. How many angels were the messengers who transmitted the Quran from Allah Azza wa Jal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One, who is Jibril alayhi salam. So the angels who brought down the Quran from Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Jibril, who is a very close angel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes Jibril by great descriptions and important qualities that we will go over, but he says, yeah, that he is strong, powerful, Amin, which means trustworthy, and so let's read inshallah for this ayah, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. It is the revelation from رب العالمين, the Lord of the peoples. The one who came down with it is الروح الأمين. الروح الأمين, the honest or trustworthy spirit, which means Jibril, عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ, upon your heart so that you would be among the warners. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ, with a clear Arabic tongue. So Jibril has great qualities that Allah Azza wa Jalla describes in the Quran. Among them are those in this ayah. We mentioned Amin. Here he says, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. قَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, he describes him by being Kareem, Kareem, of honor, of dignity, of high position. ذِي قُوَّةٍ, of power. عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ, he is well established with the owner of the throne with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means Allah has given him a firm a firm place. مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ, he is obeyed over there and he is trustworthy. We gave an example of how Jibreel alayhi salam is being obeyed, or is muta', that he is obeyed by the people or by the angels. Thamma, he said thamma, which means over there. What was the example? Yeah, yes, sir. No. The hadith, إذا أحب الله عبدا قال لجبريل إني أحب فلانا فأحبه. I love such and such, so love him. When Allah loves a person, he says to Jibreel, I love this person, love him. So Jibreel loves him. And then Jibreel commands the people in the heavens. He says, Allah, those in the heavens, which means the angels, he says, Allah loves this person, so love him. And they all love him. So they obey the command of Jibreel. And then, ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض, then acceptance is laid down for him on earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى. So Allah Azza wa Jal describes Jibreel here with power and majesty. فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى. And as I pointed out last time, and this is something too that we should remember, because some people misunderstand and think that this is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not, it's referring to Jibreel. This ayah refers to Jibreel, that to Jibreel, the one who taught the Quran, the one with great power and might, he is the one who taught the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this ayah from Surah Najm refers to Jibreel and not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same, the one that would say ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. Alhamdulillah. That is Jibreel, and not this is referring to Jibreel transmitting the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not Allah transmitting, giving it to him directly. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, it was revealed or it was taken down by Ruhul Qudus. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla describes him by the Holy Spirit. So he gives him the description of holiness to Jibreel alayhi salam. نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ. And as you see, the word Qudus is not applied, even though it could, it has some of the meaning of blessing, but it has some of the meaning of ghaibi kind of dignity, of high position. It doesn't, it was not applied in the Quran or the Sunnah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore it's wrong to apply it, whether in Arabic or in English, because we see very frequently people in their translation, they say the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet means Nabi al-Muqaddas or something like that, and we never have such a description for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Islam. So we should avoid it. But for Jibreel, it is possible to use it, because the holy angel, it is possible to say it, because Allah says قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. I don't know, I mean, this is something that needs probably special study before we can answer it, because they use very strange titles, and I'm not sure if they were approved by these scholars that they for others, because I mean not for themselves, but that may Allah bless, they mean bless his soul or something like that, but they use the word Qaddasa, which means, as I said, I mean Qudus, it means it carries the meaning of highness, of elevation in a ghaibi manner, which means it has to do with the heavens and things that we do not see, and therefore it is better in these matters not to use these terms except as they were used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, why is it that Allah azza wa jal described Jibreel with such great description, like saying he is untrustworthy, he is great, powerful, mighty, honorable, holy, etc., etc.? Why is it so important to tell us all this, Jihad?
To let us know how.
Yeah, that's correct. So that we would realize and understand the importance of the Quran, the importance that Allah gives to the Quran, that and the great care that He took in giving it or sending it with His most trustworthy angel to the most trustworthy of the human beings. Okay, now we discussed the revelation, how the Quran started to be revealed, and we, in summary, we covered 2 points. The first one is that, or three points actually. The first one is that the Quran was revealed on which night? Al-Qadr. That's when it started to be revealed. The second point is that it was revealed to Muhammad, to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was 40 years old. The third point is that it was brought down by Jibreel alayhi salam. Okay. Now, the beginning of revelation of the Quran. أول ما نزل القرآن على وجه الإطلاق قطعا الآيات الخمس الأولى من سورة العلق وهي قوله تعالى اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. So these are the very first thing that was revealed from the Quran. These five ayat from Surah Al-Alaq. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read with the name of your Lord who created the human being from a sticking thing. Read with the name of your most generous Lord, the one who taught with the pen and who taught the human being that which he did not know. So this was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know from the seerah, when he was in Ghari Hira. Then ثم فتر الوحي مدة ثم نزلت الآيات الخمس الأولى من سورة المدثر. The revelation stopped or discontinued for an amount of time, and then after that came the first ayat from Surah Al-Muddathir, which are يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطاهر والرجز فهجر. In the Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha reported that This is in the chapters of Bad al-Wahi, the beginning of Revelation. She said, حتى جاءه الحق وهو في غار حراء فجاءه الملك فقال اقرأ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنا بقارئ أي لست أعرف القراءة فذكر الحديث. This is a long hadith in which Aisha is telling how the revelation started with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she says, the truth came to him while he was in Ghar Hira, in the cave of Hira. The angel said to him, came to him and said, read. And he said, I cannot read. I do not know how to read. And then this hadith, and then he told him later on in the hadith, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, read with the name of your Lord who created, until the fifth ayah that we mentioned. And also in Bukhari and Muslim, from Jabir radiallahu anh, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described how the wahi, the revelation, ceased for a while, and he said, بينما أنا أمشي سمعت صوتا من السماء, while I was walking I heard a sound or a voice from the heavens. And he describes this in a long hadith, and then he says later on in it, فأنزل الله تعالى يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر, O you who are wrapped up in your covers, get up and warn, قم فأنذر, warn, which means warn the people, وربك فكبر, and glorify your Lord, and so on. Here the author tells us that there are ayat which sometimes are described as being the first that was revealed, other than the ones we mentioned here. And this, when they say that, they mean the first thing that was revealed in regard to this particular issue, or in regard to this particular subject, and so on. And he gives the example of these two sets of ayat from Surah Al-Alaq and Surah Al-Muddathir. So he says, the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anh, that Abu Salama bin Abdul Rahman asked him, أَيُّ الْقُرْآنِ أُنزِلَ أَوَّلْ. He asked Jabir, what is the first, what was first revealed from the Quran? Jabir said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرِ was the first to be revealed. So Abu Salama asked him, أُنْبِئْتُ أَنَّهُ اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. But I was told that اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ was the first to be revealed. So Jabir said, shouldn't I tell you what the Prophet ﷺ told me? And then he described that he was in Ghar Hira. He described his story in the cave of Hira. And then فَلَمَّا قَضَيْتُ جُوَارِي هَبَطُّ فذكر الحديث وفيه فأتيت خديجة فقلت دثروني وصبوا علي ماء باردا وأنزل علي يا أيها المدثر إلى قوله والرجز فهجر. So he says, after I left the cave and I came to Khadija, I said, cover me and cover and pour cold water on my head. And then it was revealed to me, يا أيها المدثر, the first ayat from Surah, five ayat from Surah Al-Muddathir. So this shows that فهذه الأولية التي ذكرها جابر باعتبار أول ما نزل بعد فترة الوحي أو أول ما نزل في شأن الرسالة. He says, this statement of Jabir means that this is his understanding in regarding to the after this brief period when the revelation ceased, then this was the first to be revealed after that. Or also in regard is another interpretation, that is, Qum fa'andir was the first that was revealed to him as a command to go and deliver the message to people, because he tells him Qum fa'andir, stand up and go and deliver, go and warn people, remind them, talk to them. So it is a command to with risala, whereas the first ayat from Surah Al-Alaq were relating to Nubuwa, which means it was that you know you are a prophet, which means a revelation starting to come to you. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. This is a teaching coming to you from your Lord without the command to go and deliver the message yet. Okay, so that's another interpretation to interpret the words of Jabir. And you will find other statements about by other scholars about as to what was revealed first from the Quran, but this is the most authentic, that first the ayat of Surah, the first ayat of Surah Al-Alaq, then the first ayat of Surah Al-Muddathir. Okay, any questions about this point? Yeah.
When he had the revelation, when he came to the Ghar, he ran away.
This
is
when
he came to the Ghar.
Yeah.
Or when he saw
him
in the sky. Which one? When
he heard
a voice from the sky.
Yeah, between the time that he left Ghar Hira and he went to his house for a while, which is probably a matter of a few days, one or two days or something like that. But inshallah, we would like someone to go to Sahih al-Bukhari for next time and bring out, look out the hadith.
Okay, so we continue with our discussion of usul tafsir, fundamentals in tafsir by Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, hafizahullah. And first of all, we start by asking some questions regarding the previous discussion. So let's see, are those who are present, are the tariq still here? Left? Okay. Jalal. Question is, what is the definition of Quran in the Shara? Okay, that's good enough. However, I'm a little unsure about saying everything revealed as the word of Allah, because you know that could include the Hadith Qudsi. So you mean the exact word of Allah, or yeah? Okay, that's good. Montez, we asked you or we didn't ask you? I didn't ask you, right? You didn't put the microphone. Did you do good? Okay, so I left before you had a chance to ask him, so now let's ask the surprise question to somebody. Okay, give me a few of the descriptions of the Quran, Abdullah al-Jubani. You don't have to read in your book, you have to remember these. Some of the descriptions of the Quran from the Quran. Okay, Azim. You don't have them. Not Rashishu. Huh? Azim? Yeah, but don't cheat you to don't read in your book. It guides to that which is better, okay? Try to remember, I mean, from your memory, what you have memorized from the Quran. Yadi Lati Aqwa, what is the rest of the ayah? Yubashir al Mu'minina. Okay, so it is Mubashir for the believers, okay. They give tidings for the believers. Yeah. Okay, what else? Kareem, he mentioned to you Kareem, you didn't hear him. Kareem, Majid, etc. Okay. Okay, next time you have to study better. Okay. When was the Quran, when did the Quran start to be revealed, Maher? In Laylatul Qadr. Was it all revealed on Laylatul Qadr or then? Huh? In Ramadan. Yeah, Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, right? But after that. Okay. So you mean no more than that, but actually it started being revealed on pieces. bits and pieces. Okay. How many angels, Ya Kifah, were coming down with the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Only one Jibreel. Okay. Okay, what's so special about Jibreel, Ya Abu Salah? What's so special about him? Why was he the one who came with the Quran? Why not someone else? Qawi, that's one of them. He was strong, powerful, mighty. Ameen. The quwwat in the, in the action making, he was established with the firmly established the one of the throne. And so on. Okay, good. Okay, well, why is it so important that Allah tells us about the qualities or characteristics of Jibreel, as yet?
So that
okay, so to show us the great care of Allah Azza wa Jal with the Quran, that He sent it with His best messenger from the angels to the best messenger from the human beings. طيب, Jazakumullah. Now, we discussed the first ayah that were revealed from the Quran, and we assigned to Yasir to bring us the hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari in that regard. Inshallah, I didn't think that with his father coming that he had the time to check that. So inshallah, I'll read at least one of these hadith. I'm reading from Sahih al-Bukhari. This is Fath al-Bari, Sahih al-Bukhari. He says, عائشة رضي الله عنها said, أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤية الصالحة في النوم. The first that the revelation started to come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the good dreams in his sleep. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. So he would not see a dream, but it would be as clear as the splitting of the morning, or the light of the morning. Now, are we talking here about the Quran that it started to come to him in the dreams? Is this what it means? No, it means about revelation other than dreams, because revelation other than Quran, because revelation is not only Quran; it's Quran and other things. Even the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a revelation. But this is talking about other things, like he used to see a dream. And when he wakes up, it happens as he saw it. So this is a revelation and inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ Then it became beloved for him, to him, to stay alone by himself. وَكَانَ يَخْلُو بِغَارِ حِرَاءِ فَيَتَحَنَّثِ فِيهِ الْلَيَالِي ذَوَاتِ الْعَدَدِ So he would stay alone by himself in غَارِ حِرَاءِ in a small cave, which called the cave of Hira, in which he would yatahannas, which means yata'abbat. He would worship. What? How was the worship? Allahu a'lam. But he would probably mention Allah, remember Allah, with certain things that were known among the people of Tawheed in his time, like Bahira or others. فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ اللَّيَالِيَ ذَوَاتِ الْعَدَدِ So he would do that for consecutive nights at a time. قبل أن ينزع إلى أهله ويتزود لذلك ثم يرجع إلى خديجة فيتزود لمثله Before he goes to his family and get more food, so he would or more of his needs, so he would go to Khadija and get more provisions and then go back to the cave. حتى جاءه الحق وهو في غار حراء. Until the truth came to him while he was in غار حراء, in the mountain of حراء. فجاءه الملك. So the angel came to him and he said, اقرأ, read. He said, ما أنا بقارئ. I am not a person who can read. He said, قال فأخذني. So Aisha is saying, قال. So she's reporting from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he told her this. قال فأخذني فغطني حتى بلغ مني الجهد. So he squeezed me, he hugged me hard, so that I was tired. أخذ مني الجهد. ثم أرسلني. Then he let me go. فقال اقرأ. قلت ما أنا بقارئ. He said again, read. I said I'm not, I cannot read. فأخذني فغطني الثانية حتى بلغ مني الجهد. He squeezed me again. Then he let me go and he said, read. I said I cannot read. Then he hugged him hard this third time and then he ثم أرسلني فقال. Then he let me go and he said, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق, خلق الإنسان من علق, اقرأ وربك الأكرم. So he told him to read this, and here it mentions the first three ayat from Surah Al-Qalam, but we know from other ahadith that it was the first five ayat. So she did not mention اقرأ وربك الذي علم القلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. فرجع بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجف فؤاده. So he went back with this, which means with this knowledge, with this new thing that he learned, his heart trembling. فدخل على خديجة بنت خويلد رضي الله عنها. Then he entered to the house of Khadija, his wife رضي الله عنها, and he said, زملوني زملوني, cover me, cover me. فزملوه حتى ذهب عنه الروع. So they covered him until this awe, feeling of awe, became less in him. فقال لخديجة وأخبرها الخبر. So he told Khadija and he said, لقد خشيت على نفسي, I was afraid that something will happen to me. فقالت خديجة كلا والله. She said, nay, no way. والله ما يخزيك الله أبدا. By Allah, Allah will never let you down. إنك لتصل الرحم. You connect your ties, which means you are good to your relatives. وتحمل الكلة. وتحمل الكلة. وتكسب المعدومة. Okay, now here يتحنث, it means يتبع الحنيفية وهي دين إبراهيم. والفاء تبدل ثاء في كثير من كلامهم, يعني كلام العرب. So يتحنث means follow the حنيف دين, which is the دين of Ibrahim عليه السلام, when he was sitting in this cave. والفاء, it's frequent in Arabic that they change the فاء into a فاء. So they are closer to فاء, فاء. They are sometimes very close. So يتحنث, يتحنث. So they are the same meaning. So he used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal according to whatever is known from what was truly transmitted from Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhim salam. So Aisha radiallahu, Khadija radiallahu anha said, kalla, no. Then she gave him the reason that he is good in manners, he is good to his relatives. والكل بفتح الكاف هو من لا يستقل بأمره كما قال تعالى وهو كل على مولاه. So she said, كلا والله لا يخزيك الله, ما يخزيك الله أبدا, أنك تصل الرحمة وتحمل الكلة, وتحمل الكلة, وتحمل الكلة, which means you have the person who is incapable. Okay, وتحمل الكلة, the person who cannot, you know, needs help. So you help him. تحمله, which means you help him. وتحمل الكلة, from كلة, you know, when a person does something and he becomes tired, كلة, تعبة, right? So الكل, the person who is كل, as a noun, is the person who is tired, who is weak, who needs help, and so on. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to help these people. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ, and you also give help to the one who does not have money or does not have anything. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ, and you give food to the guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, and you help people when they are tested by Allah Azza wa Jal in their hardships. فانطلقت به خديجة حتى أتت به ورقة بن نوفل بن أسد بن عبد العزة ابن عم خديجة وكان امرأة تنصر في الجاهلية. So she took him, she said, come with me, and they went to her cousin ورقة بن نوفل, who was a man that embraced Christianity during the time of جاهلية. وكان يكتب الكتاب العبراني, كان يكتب الكتاب العبراني, which means he used to write in Hebrew. فيكتب من الإنجيل بالعبرانية ما شاء الله أن يكتب. So he would write from the Bible in the Hebrew as much as Allah would let him, allow him to write. وكان شيخا كبيرا قد عمي, and he was an old blind man. فقالت له خديجة يا ابن عم اسمع من ابن أخيك. She said, oh cousin, listen to your brother's son, which means listen to this young man what he's saying. فقال له ورقة يا ابن أخي ماذا ترى. ورقة asked him, oh my son's brother, which means my son, like, you know, this is an expression used by the Arabs to say my son, oh young man, what do you say, my son, what happened, what did you see, what happened to you. فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خبر ما رأى. So he told him what he saw. فقال له ورقة, and you know that the people who embraced Christianity before Islam, before the time of Islam, not all of them were the Trinitarians. Many of them were Unitarians, which means they believed in Christianity according to what it was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. And most of these who were with the true beliefs when Islam came, they became all Muslims, especially from North Africa, from Egypt, from Palestine. All those Christians who were Unitarian, they turned to Islam. So only those who, and some of the, of course, of the Trinitarians as well, but whoever left was not from the Unitarians. So in general, the Unitarians turned to Islam. So this was, and as you know, the story of Salman, also how he went from one person to the other, who were on the deen of Isa alayhi salam, they were following the true deen at that time as their knowledge reached. So he said, ورقة said, هذا الناموس الذي نزل الله على موسى. This is the law or the revelation that Allah sent to Musa. Okay, now الناموس صاحب السر كما جزم به المؤلف في أحاديث الأنبياء. He says, now this is, these are the words of Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar. He says, An-Namus means the one who protects the secret, like secretary. Okay, صاحب السر كما جزم به المؤلف في أحاديث الأنبياء, like the author, which means Al-Bukhari رحمه الله, has said or taken the opinion that this is what it means in the in one of his chapters, Ahadith al-Anbiya, one of the chapters of Sahih al-Bukhari. والمراد بالناموس هنا جبريل عليه السلام. So it means that it is the angel who keeps the secret, who keeps Allah's secret. That's the meaning of the word namus. Okay. So he said, this is an-namus. He said, هذا الناموس الذي نزل الله على موسى. This is the angel Jibreel that Allah sent to Musa. يا ليتني فيها جذعا ليتني أكون حيا إذ يخرجك قومك. ليتني أكون حيا إذ يخرجك قومك. So he says, I wish that I could be part of it. I wish that I would be a young person to be with you. So as you see, Waraqa immediately realized that this is a true prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, I wish, now he is a very old man and blind man, he cannot be, you know, a helper, a supporter of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I wish that I could be young to support you. يا ليتني فيها جذع ليتني أكون حيا إذ يخرجك قومك. And I wish that I will be alive when your people will drive you out. So he knows that his people will be against him, and they are always against the people of truth. The people of battle, of evil, are always against the people of the truth. So he says, I wish I will be alive when your people will drive you out. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو مخرجيهم. He said, are they going to drive me out? قال نعم. He said, yes. لم يأتي رجل قط بمثل ما جئت به إلا عودي. No man ever came with what you came with or will come with, but he will be they will be against him. They will display hostility and enmity against him. لم يأتي رجل قط بمثل ما جئت به إلا عودي. وإن لم يدركني يومك وإن يدركني يومك أنصرك نصرا مؤزرا. He said, if I live to the day when you need the help, that is, I will support you, a great support, a very strong support. ثم لم ينشب ورقة أن توفي وفتر الوحي. So these are the words of Aisha, that eventually ورقة died. Aisha, she is reporting this hadith. So the Prophet obviously told her this, and she is reporting. So she's saying that Waraqa died shortly after that, and then Al-Wahi, the revelation, became slow. So it stopped for a while, as we discussed in our discussion. So this is, well, he was on the true deen, as you see. He died before he reached the time, before he reached the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he died according to the true, to the Hanifiyya, to the pure religion. He was not a mushrik. Allahu Alam. He was a Christian according to the correct true Christianity in his time. So whatever knowledge, good knowledge, truthful knowledge was available to him, he followed it. Allahu Alam. So العبرانية
يكتب الأندية الأندية كان يترجم كان عالما
في طبعا الظاهر انه كان هو زي سكولر يعني ما به رد نعم صحيح
هذا المجلس
الأنصار الذين نصروا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة ليسوا بالنصارى ولكن كانوا يعلمون عن اليهود الذين كانوا صحيح صحيح هو يعني بحيرة أقصد ورقة he was probably read also from the text because he wrote the Bible and he read of the coming of the prophet and he knew that whoever there should be supporting him because Allah commands Isa to support him if he comes and on all of the prophets actually there is an ad that Allah took on all the prophets that if this prophet comes to you and you are, comes when you are alive you have to support him. Okay, now the revelation of the Quran, the Nuzul al-Quran sometimes has reasons and sometimes comes is revealed without a direct reason. So ينقسم نزول القرآن إلى قسمين القسم الأول ابتدائي والقسم الثاني سببي. القسم الأول ابتدائي which means that the first type of the revelation of the Quran is ابتدائي which means it is originated without any reason. It is revealed without any reason. وهو ما لم يتقدم نزوله سبب يقتضيه. There is no direct reason that required that led to its revelation. وهو غالب آيات القرآن. And most of the آيات in the Quran are like that. Most of the Quran does not have a direct reason for its revelation. Like for example, wal asr inna al-insan lafi khusr. By time, the human being is in loss. There's no reason for its revelation, other than of course the reason for the revelation of the Quran as a whole. But there's no direct specific. There's no specific reason for revealing this ayah. And the other type is sababi. It is revealed for a reason, for a specific reason. وهو ما تقدم نزوله سبب يقتضيه. Is that which its revelation was preceded by a specific reason that led to its revelation. And that could be different kinds of reasons. One of them is إما سؤال يجيب الله عنه مثل قوله يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للحج. It's either a question that Allah answers, like in the ayah, which says what means they ask you about al-ahilla, they ask you about the new moons or the crescents, so tell them they are times or methods of timing for people and for Hajj. So this is because people were asking a question, Allah answered the question. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّكَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِكْرَهَا يَسْأَلُونَكَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ. So many questions are asked to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Allah gives the answer in the Quran. So this is سؤال, an answer to a question. This is the first type of the أسباب النزول, which is سببي, that there is a سبب, the reason for the revelation, a specific reason. The first type is that it would be an answer to a question. The second type would be إم أو حادثة وقعت تحتاج إلى بيان وتحذير, an incident that took place and it needs a clarification or a warning or something like that. An example is the ayat of Surah An-Nur, for example, where the people in حادثة الإفك, when the people lied and fabricated great lies against Aisha radiallahu anha. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the first big portion of Surah An-Nur in refutation of their lies, and also in laying down some foundation, some legislations for how to deal with people who fabricate such lies. Okay, إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوا شرا لكم بل وخير لكم, and so on. This one, or the revelation regarding the munafiqeen when they were making fun of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba. They, some of the hypocrites were making fun. They saying this guy and his companions, all they know is how to eat, and when it is time for fighting, they will be very cowardly. So they said, ما رأينا مثل قرائنا هؤلاء أرغب بطونا ولا أكذب ألسنا ولا أجبن عند اللقاء. About the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his Sahaba. So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knew this, heard of this, he was very angry, of course, for their lies and their backbiting and so on. So the ayah, he asked them and they said, we were just joking, we did not mean it. So Allah sent down the ayah, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. He says, if you ask them, they will say, we were just نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ, we were just having fun and saying things, you know, without meaning them. So Allah asked them, are you making fun of Allah, His ayat, His Rasul? Don't give, don't apologize because you have become disbelievers after you were believed by saying such things. That is. Okay, now so this is the second type of asbab or of reasons that an incident takes place and Allah reveals the Quran to explain it or to clarify it or to warn about it. The third type is أو فعل واقع يحتاج إلى معرفة حكمه. مثل قوله تعالى قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما. So the third type is an action that happened and it requires explaining the ruling regarding it. like Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الْجَدِيدِ كَفِيزَوْجِهَا. Allah has heard the saying of the woman who is arguing with you about her husband. And Allah, وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah is listening to your discussion, to your question, and ask her question and your response to her. And Allah is all hearing, all seeing. So Allah Azza wa Jal listened to her, and then he explained to her. Allah gives you the way of, you know, fulfilling your iman or your vows or your oaths. So in this case, Allah Azza wa Jal is explaining to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a matter that he was not asked about, or it is not something that needs to be warned about, or an incident that but it is a question that requires an explanation of the hukum of the ruling in that case, and Allah Azza wa Jal sends it because of a woman that who has asked in that case, or somebody else happens to ask or inquire to the from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Allah sends down the explanation. Okay, so we stop here inshallah in regard to the Asma bin Nuzul, and then we go to the unless there are questions, we go to the